It was very interesting to see that these people were reasonably professional. There was at least two cameras being used. In fact, in one of the wide shots, we could see one of the cameramen. They were using backdrops. I suspect that the leader was recorded at a separate location. But it was very obvious to me that a lot of preparation had gone into the production of this video. We know it's been subject to some post-production editing in a non-linear suite because they've superimposed a logo, etc. on it, and there are some cuts during the actual recording. But I found it very interesting to note the amount of preparation went in advance. There's a suggested conversion from Christian to Islam for these young ladies, and they're all dressed in black and grey clothing, as you will have noticed. So all of this clothing would have been prepared in advance. So that gives us an indication of how organised this group of people are.
And when you put those things together, the extent of the preparation, the sophisticated editing, I could see that their cameramen seemed to have improved from their last video, and the filming on two different locations. What
Yes.
does that tell you about trying to locate the girls?
Well, it's going to be very, very difficult. There's obviously a number of locations involved, and it's interesting to note now that families of these young ladies have only been able to identify four of them so far from the 200 plus that were taken, the most recent abduction. So it's very obviously a number of locations are involved. It would be someplace pretty rural. The forest area in the background, it was very, very interesting to note that no buildings are visible of any note, and it's just trees in the background. There is some screening in the background as well, which is interesting to look at more closely. The screening to me seems to be possibly hiding something in the background, so that needs to be looked at very, very carefully.
A banner, this is the second banner that doesn't have Boko Haram's kind of logo, if you will, on it, but there's something
absolutely.
Else.
Yeah, absolutely.